Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with us today. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I want to remind you, tomorrow, in this hour, this slot, right now, Steve Forbes will be on the show. Looking forward to getting Steve back on the show. Great American. You know him from a lot of different places, not the least of which is me having been on this show many times in the past. And so I'm looking forward to what Steve has to say about. We're going to get him to look into 2006 a little bit and tell us what he thinks about what's going on. I'm looking forward to that. Joan Pride is here. I don't have to look forward to that. She's here now. She's senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors. Hey, Joan.
Hey there, Jim. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you.
And I hope you have a great one. And I've heard a little bit about it. Sounds like you're going to have one.
Well, we sure hope so, right?
Yeah. I'm glad I'm not in New York City, although I love New York City. I'd like to be there during the holidays.
Not this year.
Can you imagine?
Well, and anyone who's been in New York knows that a lot of folks who work in Manhattan come from the outer boroughs.
Yeah.
And to try to get in from Queens or Brooklyn or anywhere, you've seen those pictures of the people walking over the Brooklyn Bridge, and I've done it. It's a long bridge.
It's a long way. And I'm really sick about the small business owners, Joan, who are in Manhattan, whose customers can't get to them.
I was just reading about them in the New York Times today. It's killing them. This is usually their biggest week.
Joan, these people started buying for this week last April.
Right.
And they took their deliveries in October, which means they had to pay for it. They had to come up with the capital to pay for that inventory because this is inventory they got to keep in stock or they don't sell it. For this week's big payoff, and now these guys have struck because they didn't want to pay 6% into their retirement. They only wanted to pay 2% of their retirement.
Right.
And they wanted to be able to retire at 55.
Right. And there's also stories of employees who, if they don't come into work, they don't get paid. So they're struggling to get in, but then they get into work and there's no customers.
It's illegal. It's a cruel act for this Transit Authority Union to do. It apparently is a very aggressive and sort of an in-your-face type of union, apparently.
Well, the other thing, too, it's this chapter of the union. Apparently,
yeah,
the union leaders, whatever you call them, the international, the headquarters has told them not to do this.
They
distance
themselves.
So it's this little renegade chapter that insists on doing it.
Yeah. Well, it's really sad, and I hope the other people around them, their neighbors, are as indignant toward them as I am. I hope they're indignant toward them to their face. Anyway, let's move on, Joan. Let's get into the letter and talk about this wonderful thing called inflation. Is it going to be a big concern next year?
Well, we say absolutely that the Fed's going to be worried about it, but also business owners are going to be worried about it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, there's no question about it. And see, inflation for us, Joan, is a mixed blessing. It's a two-edged sword, I guess I should say. That's the better metaphor. Because part of the reason for inflation is that we've been able to raise our prices.
Right, which is a good thing.
Which helps us with profitability. Mm-hmm. We can pass, because people are raising prices to us, our suppliers.
Right.
Gasoline costs more, et cetera, et cetera. So we actually have had some pricing power, which allows us to either at least maintain profitability or increase our profitability.
Right.
But once it snowballs to a certain critical mass and gets to a tipping point, let me see if I can think of any more cliches. Once it gets to that point, Joan, it turns into ugly inflation, doesn't it?
Yeah. And that's the tightrope that the Fed is having to walk in terms of not putting, and I'm going to try my little load of metaphors here, but they want to put the brakes on inflation, but not, throw the economy into a wall.
Mm-hmm. They want to have a soft landing, right?
Right. That's the key, is the soft landing. Now, how you achieve that, we'll find out if they can.
Well, so far, Mr. Greenspan has done that in the early 90s, in the early part of this century.
Well, pretty much. But we, you know, we have, if you remember, criticized him for taking too long to lower rates when necessary, mm-hmm. and being too quick to raise them.
And to only know one direction.
Right. Right.
I mean, to me, Joan, if you look back on their record and you see all the times that they lowered in a row and all the times that they've raised in a row, you got to believe they made a mistake in there somewhere.
I think so, because we were concerned, you and I were concerned, and of course they should have been listening to us,
of course,
about the economy not coming back as fast as it might otherwise have, mm-hmm. that they've been a little looser.
Absolutely, and a lot of this will depend upon gasoline prices, which don't seem to be abating all that much, especially with based on a report that you guys are putting out, with your letter this week, a very good one. The Energy Outlook, that came from Kiplinger to me, folks, a special Kiplinger letter. If you were a Kiplinger subscriber, you would have gotten this outstanding document. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Merry Christmas to everybody, and remind you that tomorrow I'm going to be doing my ninth Christmas show. It's not Christmas Day show, because I can't do that. That's on Sunday. But it'll be the ninth time I'll do a Christmas show, and many of those have been done on Christmas Day. Joan Pride is our guest, and Joan, you and I've got an anniversary coming up in about 2 weeks.
We do?
Yeah, our seventh anniversary.
Wow.
How about that?
Gee. Seven?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, I think
I'm
that's right.
That
yeah,
itch.
I know it is. Yeah, I know it's right.
I'm getting that itch.
That's 7 year itch.
Yeah.
Joan, back to inflation just for a minute. By the way, folks, we're working off the Kiplinger letter, the most recent Kiplinger letter that comes every week by mail, by email, by carrier pigeon, however you want it. They'll get it to you. I get mine both ways. I can't get enough of it. That's the weekly letter. Then they have the three biweekly letters, the California letter, the tax letter, and the agriculture letter. And you've got a magazine, Joan, that's available in books, in newsstands and by subscription, right?
You betcha. It's called Kiplinger's Personal Finance Magazine.
And I hope you'll check out the website at kiplinger.com and subscribe to their publication. It's really an important one, folks. I've been using it for a long, long time. And all of them, just find one that suits your fancy. And don't forget to ask them for that 30-day free trial. Joan, is there a phone number, Joan?
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Our toll-free number is 800-544-0155.
I just think that and by the way, folks, they don't pay me a nickel to say this. I just think Kiplinger is one of a very important publication, probably underused by small business owners. And that's one of the reasons why I like talking about it. Joan, inflation, not counting energy and food, will climb all the way up to 2.5 in 06, according to Kiplinger.
Right, and our point was, I guess, that gasoline costs we expect to be coming down, and that may mask these other increases. And
from your mouth to God's ears.
Gosh, medical care, travel expenses like hotel rates, college tuition. So a lot of other things will be going up.
Yeah, and that'll have an impact on the economy. But as long as it just doesn't spike, Joan. As long as things stay sort of on an even keel, that's the key. That's the key that the Fed is trying to focus on. And
right.
And Joan, the interesting thing and the unknown factor for 2006 right now is two words, and that is the new Fed guy, Ben Bernanke.
Ah, Mr. Bernanke, yeah.
We don't know. And, of course, let's remember, you know, we always personify the Fed by the name of the Fed chairman, right?
Right.
But the truth is there are 19 people in that FOMC meeting, Joan, as you know, 12 presidents of banks, 5 governors, and then the chairman and the vice chairman. And so that's 19 people. 12 of them vote at any given time, but they all have a say, and they all get to stand up and say what they think, and it's all blended together into a decision, ultimately.
No question. And yet, the Fed chairman always seems to have this mystique about him, or maybe someday her, and always wields a great deal of influence.
Right. There's no question about it. And of course, Mr. Greenspan, he's risen almost to the level of fiscal rock star, hasn't he?
He's reached the level of I think almost Volckerism.
Yeah.
Volcker was
I think greater than Volcker.
See, no one was greater than Volcker when I was covering.
Well, I know you were covering, and of course he came through some tough times. He's a warrior. Volcker's a warrior.
Yeah.
I think that's the key about Volcker, don't you?
And at the time, he appeared to be a pretty scary guy because he was about, 7 feet tall.
Yeah,
and
a cigar.
And the cigar. Yeah. And he managed to say a lot without saying anything.
Right. But Mr. Greenspan's more of a manager, I think. But he's been pretty important. Joan, is Congress going to get the tax, or going to get anything done with taxes?
Well, not enough. They're going to go home without extending a whole bunch of expiring provisions that they were supposed to get done this year. Now, next year, we're expecting a lot of action on taxes. For example, extending, I know this is important to a lot of your listeners, extending that 15% tax rate on dividends and capital gains.
Right. Big deal. Did you see the report the other day on the number of, on the amount of people, the incomes of the people who took this deduction, who got the capital gains and the dividends, received dividends and who paid capital gains tax? I've forgotten where I saw it. I think it was in the journal, Wall Street Journal. The number of people below $100,000 in income who took advantage of both of those was staggering.
Wow.
And those statistics, now that we've had some time to live with these deductions, nobody can come back and say this is just for the rich. Yeah, the rich benefited, but it certainly wasn't just for the rich. A high percentage of the people who benefited were under $100,000 income, and many of them were under $150,000.
Wow.
I mean under $50,000.
Okay.
So that was pretty impressive. AMT, is anything going to happen with AMT, alternative minimum tax?
Well, again, not this year, but that's what they're trying to get done next year, so that this would get taken care of before people have to fill out their tax returns in 2007 for 2006.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I tell you, that AMT thing, that's an evil tax.
But don't expect it to get repealed, even though it should be.
I know. Because they've gotten used to the money. And that is a classic example of legislative abuse, in my opinion, the alternative minimum tax. And folks, if you don't know about it, just wait a little while. It'll apply to you eventually. It's getting around to everybody eventually. Quick break, right back with our good friend Joan Pride. We got one more segment right after these messages. Happy holidays, everybody. Tintil. Little Robert Cray for you. My favorite blues man. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having another great visit with our good friend Joan Pride, senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors. And don't forget that website, folks. It's kiplinger.com, KIPLINGER.com. Joan, let's move on down on in the Kiplinger letter this week. And by the way, congratulations on this Energy Outlook special letter. That's a really good one. If somebody just wanted this, can they go get this, order this at the site, or do they have to? I mean, if they want to subscribe today, I mean, this thing has got. It talks about the price of oil in the future, what you guys predict. It talks about energy from the sun, wind power. I mean, this is a tour de force of Energy Outlook.
Well, my guess is, I can't be sure. My guess is that this is probably an extra benefit for our subscribers.
Just for us? Like, makes me feel like the Sultan of Umpapa Mau Mau, Joan.
Well, that's what we're trying to do here, you see. And if we gave it away to everybody, it wouldn't be as special.
I know. See what I'm talking about, folks? See what happens with how they make you feel at Kiplinger. But anyway, I wish there was somewhere that folks could get this, and so
all they have to do is sign up to subscribe, and they can have it.
Maybe we can still get. Yeah, if you subscribe, folks,
it's a great little
perk. And when you do, say, will you send me last week's edition or something? Maybe they can scrounge it up for you.
Oh, I'm sure they'd be happy to. Yeah,
it's a great
seriously.
One. It really yeah. is. This report is worth.
Tell your listeners if they have any trouble getting that to contact you and you'll put them
Absolutely.
In touch with me, and I'll troubleshoot for them.
Go right to the website, folks, or you can go right to askjim@jbsba.com. Joan, let's move on down and talk about mortgages. Apparently, mortgages are going to get harder to get next year, costlier to get, according to you guys. And it makes a lot of sense when you think about it, because as interest rates go higher and mortgage companies are doing the qualification calculations that they do, interest rates are higher, therefore payments are going to be higher, therefore if your income doesn't go up, you're going to qualify for less house.
Right, and this also applies to not just mortgages, but to small business loans and others.
Yep.
So that's kind of pretty broadly based, unfortunately.
And see, that's the double whammy. That's the double part of the whammy that small business owners are facing right now, Joan. And I'm not even considering inflation. That's the trifecta, really, I guess, of the hat trick.
Right.
But if you throw in energy prices and interest rates, and that's a 1-2 punch.
Yeah.
And it's really tough on small business owners right now. And
sure is.
And as a small business owner myself, we're feeling this just like everybody else. And it's a way of sort of cooling things off just a little bit.
Right.
And that's the whole idea, is just to not to turn the oven off, but to turn the fire down just a little bit.
Don't you just make that up?
I'm you know, I just come up with these things, Joan. Aren't you impressed?
I'm very.
The Supreme Court, Joan,
yes.
may shake up the House of Representatives by going through Texas. How are they going to do that?
Well, as you know, Texas redistricted recently, and it's the redistricting that occurred was very controversial. And the Supreme Court has agreed to take that case and look at how the redistricting was done.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to say realignment from now on. It's much easier to say.
Gerrymandering is the word you're looking for, Joan.
Well, that's what the allegations
are. That's the pejorative.
Are, sure.
That's the pejorative term.
Right.
Well, you know, Joan, this happens in every state in the union, doesn't it? I mean, when a certain party gets control, don't they gerrymander for their own benefit?
Well, I guess apparently the accusation is this is a little bit to the extreme.
Well, of course, Texas politics has been kind of off the chart the last two or three years anyway.
I think it has.
But the point is, what you're saying is that the Supreme Court could reverse some of the things that happened in Texas, which could change the alignment of districts in Texas, which could possibly lead to hurting the GOP in 06.
Theoretically, it would be interesting to see what the immediate ramifications are. And do they have to hold a special election? Do the new districts not apply till 2006? Do they apply retroactively?
Right.
How does it work?
Yeah. We'll have to see how that goes. Joan, we're going to wrap it up, but before we do, what's Sandy going to bring you?
Oh, boy.
What's Santa Claus going to bring you?
My two front teeth, hopefully. No.
Yeah, I've seen your teeth. You got great teeth. What's he going to bring? Come on, fess up.
Oh, gosh. Well, it's a surprise. If I knew what it was, it wouldn't be any fun.
Well, Ray told me not to tell you, but just think tennis. And I know you don't play tennis.
Oh, but I like jewelry.
Yeah, there you go. I'm pretty sure that's what it's going to be, Joan.
Great.
Hey, Joan, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
to you,
Jim.
We'll see you next week.
Sounds great.
Joan Pride, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. Happy holidays, everybody. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.